You know, they say all influencers are just chasing that viral lottery ticket, right?
Sure.
It's 99.7 DJX. The latest way seems to be creating a jingle for a company or a brand.
Because one person did it for Dr. Pepper?
That's right.
Okay.
And that's why I'm calling this a setting the bar story. If you can manage to make it through the day without trying to capitalize on one viral moment and now create other jingles for other brands, you're doing okay. And I'm not talking about this lady.
Dr. Pepper, baby, is good and nice. Dr.
Pepper, baby. Because she had an original idea.
Sure.
She came, Dr. Pepper saw it,
yep.
And was like, hey, that's cool.
Yep.
And apparently she got paid like $2 million.
What?
So people were like,
what?
Wow, okay.
Oh, wow.
I'll do that.
So and other brands were coming to her too, saying, hey, do one for us.
Right. And so now all of the internet influencers are jumping in on this.
It ain't soda. If it ain't Coca-Cola.
Oh, wow.
Mountain Dew is for you.
I like
sweet,
that one.
Loud, fruity rush. That's not love. That's a crush.
And.
Oh, wait, they're pretty good.
And went from Sprite.
Sprite, it gets me right.
No.
Sprite, it gets me right.
No.
When I am thirsty. Late at night.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
wow. Okay. The harmonies.
So, you know.
That's nice.
It's like one person does it and gets attention.
You come up with a line.
And then.
We just need a line, guys.
People
that's
are
it.
Like, it's my turn to shine.
It's a catchy little hook. That's all they want. They'll do the rest. Didn't you hear what they did with Dr. Pepper?
I mean, the problem is if they actually. You know, if they inspire a brand to use a jingle like that, the brand doesn't necessarily need to pay them if they're just putting it out on the internet.
Absolutely. I mean, it's like now you're giving all these brands
right,
free advertising.
Right, right, exactly. So I don't know. Like I said,
they can't blame them for trying that.
I know. And
they saw lightning in a bottle. They're
maybe
like, I want to catch that.
I'm being a little bit cynical.
A little bit.
With this setting the bar.
Why'd you come up with one? What's something that you use all the time? What's your favorite drink? You want to do one for Yoo-Hoo?
No, that's not my... I gave it away, remember?
Oh, you're right.
Coffee?
Back in the day, it's just it's a brand that you've mentioned before.
Yeah.
Coffee? Well, do you have a special... You need to have a brand.
No, just coffee. Coffee's good.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I don't think
that's
going
to be your ticket.
Nope. Pay me coffee.
Pay me coffee. In general.
In general.
Okay.
I want big coffee to pay me.
I got one. Arbor Mist, baby, it's good and nice. Do-do-do.
Yeah, but you're
Is
just...
Has it been taken? Do you think that tune's been taken?
Well, yes. It's the Dr. Pepper jingle.
Can't
you
do
just
the same tune and just
right.
switch out the brand.
So that's why, again, we are just showing you
Dang
why
it.
This is in the setting the bar category.
Hey, Arbor Mist, though, we can collab.
Do you actually want a collaboration with Arbor Mist?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I was going to say, you keep asking, but...
I don't think they can afford it.
What if they actually...
They can't afford to pay to like, advertise because it's so cheap already. They probably aren't making much profit.
They'd probably have to pay you in Arbor Mist.
Maybe, that, which would be fine. I'd be open to negotiate.
Okay. All right, Arbor Mist. Call Kelly's agent, and they'll work through the details on that.
So dumb.
So anyway, set the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without trying to capitalize on one viral moment and create jingles for brands.
It's so cute of them to try, though. Why not?
Yes.
Isn't it
why?
Cute? It's precious.
Why not? Probably one of my favorites is this one. The Mountain Dew.
Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
Is for you.
Is that Jack Black?
It sounds
feels
like
a little
yeah,
like
it does. That's the end of the bar story.